house is a necessity that can become an investment vehicle, also being a necessity, it's not really an investment. We've all heard the saying about how a vehicle's value starts dropping the second you drive it off at the dealer's lot. Depending on the vehicle you choose, there's another depreciation factor that could take place, the amount of money left in your wallet after the repair bills. Joining us now with the results of a study on the average cost of common auto repairs and which vehicles will cost you the most is the Automotive Group Director with Repair Pal, Jill Trotter. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Thanks for being here. And, of course, the obvious location for Repair Pal on the web is RepairPal.com. And also, after Jill and I get done here, you want to check out how your car fares, RepairPal.com/estimator. So give us the rundown. What was this? What was the basis of this study? What were you going to be looking at when you did the study?
What we were looking at with the study was the repair costs in different categories of vehicles. And how much it costs to repair that vehicle. So the average cost to repair, you know, what vehicles were really expensive to repair and what were your least expensive vehicles to repair.
And these were common things like water pump, alternator, brake pad replacement, oil change, you know, the frequent or the most likely to happen situations, basically.
Absolutely. If you have a car, you're going to have had to do one of those repairs at some point.
Now, they always say about never assume because you make a mess out of you and me. And when it comes to assumptions of car repairs, the most affordable car is not always going to be the cheapest to repair, is it?
It is definitely not going to be the cheapest to repair. You know, one of the big surprises that I saw on this list was the Mitsubishi Lancer, which is a pretty inexpensive car, had one of the highest repair costs for compact vehicles. The only thing that was above it was a Volkswagen Jetta. And being a German car, you know, it's not that surprising that would be a higher repair cost. But the Mitsubishi Lancer was a big, you know, shock for me.
You mentioned Volkswagen, too. As far as cost, Volkswagen is on the high side of the situation, pretty much.
Yes, Volkswagen is on the high side in the mid-size and compact area. You know, as well as Audi, you know, that's not that surprising. German cars with their engineering and the cost of parts on those cars, it's not surprising that those are at the higher end of the category.
Now, since we're here in New Jersey and the winters are as they are, although we got off easy this past winter, when it comes to people's choices and certainly with the lower gas prices, SUVs are once again back to being the rage with gas at $2 instead of $4. And, again, the assumptions being a big vehicle means big costs, but when it comes to some of the SUVs, well, it could be actually a lot more affordable than people think it is.
Yeah, the cost to repair in the SUV category, a lot of the ones that myself I would have assumed would have higher repair costs did not. The Mazda CX-7, you know, was one of the third most affordable cars. The Ford Explorer was number 5 is most affordable. That is a big surprise to me. A welcome surprise. You know, there's a lot of those vehicles on the road.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jill Trotter from Repair Pal. They did a study about what it costs to get vehicles fixed and some of the basic stuff, the frequent stuff, and oil changes. Obviously, if you don't do your oil changes, you're going to have a lot more to worry about than the water pump sooner versus later.
Exactly.
RepairPal.com is the website. You can see the result of the study and more. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. By and large, as far as affordability, again, the assumption being foreign more so than domestic, is that true, or are there some domestics that are affordable?
You know, there are some domestics that are affordable. Ford is up there in on the affordable list. They have several different models on there. There's 3 different models on the 20 most affordable car list. You know, the Jeep Cherokee, which I would assume would be the cost of repair would be higher on that vehicle. And it's number 19 on the list as affordable cars to repair, as well as the Cadillac CTS.
I was just going to mention that, too. That's one of the luxury items where it's, again, on the list of the top 20 most affordable, it's number 20. But if you want affordable luxury, Cadillac CTS is what you want to get then, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that is a good vehicle. I would, you know, if I were to make the assumption just based on, you know, experience in the field, I would assume that it would be Acura Lexus that are would be the most affordable luxury to repair, but that is not the case.
I want to get into it, especially families with kids. You want to have the most sizable vehicle as possible. SUVs, again, being the first choice. But if that's not the case, you look at midsize and you swallow hard thinking, okay, I'm not going to go for a compact, so I'm going to pay more. But a lot of cases, the midsize cars are not much more as far as these basic repairs as their compact counterparts are.
No, it's, you know, it's a good mix in the list between midsize, compact, SUV. It's all, you know, I would assume compact cars would be the least expensive to repair. And then, you know, it would go to midsize and SUVs and then, you know, your luxury models. But that's not the case. They are mixed up. The least affordable car to repair is the Lincoln MKZ, and that is a luxury vehicle. And the Audi A4, that's a luxury vehicle. But the Lexus IS250 is in there as a luxury vehicle as well, and that is one of the least affordable. So those are the top three that we found to be least affordable to repair.
I was looking at the most expensive when you look at the fact that it's a Lincoln MKZ, which for these four basic repairs is around the $2,700 range. Again, wallet and budget being what it is, if you can spring even on a lease for a Lincoln MKZ, then, you know, it's, you know, $2,700, I guess, is not a big chunk of change. The I guess probably the surprise, out of that top 20 most expensive, which do you think is the most surprising that it made that list?
It would be the Mitsubishi Lancer.
Right.
That is a fairly inexpensive compact car. You know, it's a one that a lot of people, you know, it's their first car. It's affordable. They can buy into it. But, you know, you get into the repair cost of that vehicle, and it's pretty high.
People always assume, too, Jill, that the repairs, especially with the alternators, the brake pad replacements, the frequency of the repairs, they're the inevitable, so they just bite the bullet and pay. Is there something to do with car care, driving habits, where maybe the frequency can be reduced? Especially, I'm thinking of brake pads, for example. You don't ride the pad, you don't ride the brakes. You brake softer versus slamming on. I mean, there are ways to preserve and extend the life of a lot of elements of your vehicle that you can dodge a lot of the cost, or at least put them off and still stay operational and safe.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the biggest thing that you can do to save repair costs on your vehicle is to do the factory scheduled maintenance. And during those maintenance inspections, your vehicle will be inspected. And, you know, things like noticing that your brake pads need to be replaced before they start grinding on your rotors, you know, that'll save you money. Seeing, you know, that a belt is starting to fray and starting to go bad before it actually breaks and damages something else. You know, seeing your water pump is starting to leak just a little bit, and replacing it at that point rather than it totally blows out and maybe damages your head gasket or some other components on the car. The scheduled maintenance on the vehicle, if you're hitting your scheduled maintenance and doing that regularly, that's what's going to save you money in the long run.
And as another cost-saving idea, too, if you don't follow your scheduled maintenance, you're going to pretty much turn your warranty into scrap paper because the dealer's not going to honor when something goes wrong.
Yeah, then. It's important to follow that maintenance. You know, some dealers are really sticklers about that, some aren't, but it's a good idea, you know, to keep your warranty intact, but also to keep your vehicle intact.
So here's a good little tip to wrap up this segment with Jill Toronto from RepairPal. Find out what the hood release is and get under the hood every so often just to check things out. Maybe that would be the best first step if you want to learn about your vehicle.
That is absolutely great advice.
Want to learn more about this study? And if you're vehicle shopping, I was going to say car shopping, but as you heard, some of the SUVs are actually more affordable than some of the cars. Go to RepairPal.com. You can also check out how your car rates, too, at RepairPal.com/estimator. And from RepairPal.com, we've been joined by their automotive group director, Jill Trotta. Jill, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.